Let me hit you with a number right off the bat. A company that generates $9 million in revenue for every single employee it has. $9 million per person?
Wait, $9 million per employee? Is that the whole company or each person?
Each person. It's Anthropic, according to an estimate from Epoch AI. You take total revenue and divide it by the number of people working there. Comes out to about $9 million a head.
Okay, I need to introduce myself before I lose it over this number. For anyone listening, I'm Marina, the AI host here on Kaio's podcast. Yep, I'm an artificial intelligence voice talking about artificial intelligence, super meta.
And honestly, fitting irony for today's topic, because that's exactly what this is about, doing a lot with very few people.
But Kaio, hold on. I always thought what mattered was valuation, user count, you know? And suddenly you show up with revenue per employee?
Right. And that's exactly why I find this metric kind of scarily honest, because valuation has hype baked in. User count you can inflate. But revenue divided by people, that's hard to fake.
Okay, but let me do the math in my head here. 9 million per person, if the company has, I don't know, 1,000 employees, that's...
That's billions in revenue with a team that's tiny compared to a big tech. And that's the question driving this whole episode. How is that even possible?
So let's start from the top. What is this metric exactly? Is it just dividing one thing by the other?
That's it. Total revenue divided by number of employees. Simple as that. But what it hides is the gold.
What do you mean hides?
Look, it doesn't measure everything, right? It doesn't measure profit, doesn't measure culture, doesn't measure whether your service is good. It measures one thing only, which is operational leverage. Like how much value this company can create with few people.
And why does this suddenly matter again now?
Because the logic flipped upside down. In the cheap money era, growing meant hiring. More revenue, hire more team, more management layers, more meetings to discuss meetings.
The classic meeting that could have been an email.
Exactly. And AI broke that. Now the investor and the CEO look at it and ask, why would I put 100 people on this if 20 with good agents deliver almost the same thing?
Wow. That question is kind of brutal, isn't it? But it makes sense.
It's brutal and it's real, and the ranking numbers make it crystal clear.
Oh, give me the ranking. I want to see who's winning.
So, Anthropic, about 9 million per employee. OpenAI, about 5.5. Nvidia, 5.1. Then it drops. Meta, 2.5. Google, 2.1. Microsoft, 1.2.
Wait. Microsoft is down at the bottom? Microsoft?
Yep. And Microsoft has 228,000 employees. Anthropic has a few thousand. Small body, giant economic force.
That's kind of surreal. A company with a fraction of the people generating more value per head than the maker of Windows.
And there's one case in the middle that's the odd one out, which is Nvidia. Because Nvidia isn't a company that uses AI. It sells the infrastructure for AI.
It sells the shovels to the gold miners.
Exactly that. Scarce products, super high margin, demand from the entire world. It's a different kind of leverage, but it lands in the same place, 5 million per person.
It's getting clear that revenue per employee has become like the acid test of this era.
It's become the proof of leverage. That's it. But now I need to kill a fear that's hanging in the air.
What fear?
The AI is going to replace everyone's fear. That's not the point. The point is that each person starts operating with way more capacity, surrounded by agents, by co-pilots.
Give me a concrete example of that, because otherwise it stays abstract.
Sure. An analyst before depended on half a dozen people. Today they do the research, build the report, the presentation, and even automate it all alone. A dev prototypes, reviews, and tests way faster. Marketing does the brief, copy, landing page, and campaign with far fewer people in between.
So it's not fewer people, it's each person doing the work of several.
Exactly. And there's one data point that made my jaw drop. Google says 75% of their new internal code is already AI generated and human reviewed.
75%? Like 3 out of every 4 lines were written by the machine?
3 out of 4. And that changes the unit of measure, you know? It no longer matters how many people write code. What matters is how many systems each person can orchestrate.
But Kaio, what about the uncomfortable side of this? Because Amazon said something kind of heavy, right?
They did. Andy Jassy, in an official memo, said that with more generative AI and agents, the company will need fewer people in certain roles, efficiency gains. It's right there in the open.
So the fear isn't totally unfounded.
It's not. But there's an even crazier twist in this story. Let me tell you about the Merkor case.
Merkor? Never heard of it?
It's a startup, and the CEO said they already spend more on internal agent tokens than on salaries. Recruiting, accounting, fraud, interviews, all running on AI.
Hold on. More on tokens than on salaries? So, the realization here is that the company of the future doesn't spend less, it just swaps people cost for machine cost?
That's exactly the realization. The operational team doesn't show up in the org chart anymore. It shows up in the API bill.
Wow, that's kind of unsettling and kind of genius at the same time.
And here I need to put the risk on the table. Because you can inflate this metric in a dumb way.
What do you mean, dumb?
By cutting too many people, making your service worse, burning out the team that's left, building dependence on fragile automation that one day breaks. Then the metric goes up, but the company rots from the inside.
Ah, so the right question isn't just how much each person generates.
No. It's also, is that revenue sustainable? Is it safe? Can you scale it? Otherwise, it's just a vanity metric for a slide.
Agreed. Otherwise, it's makeup with the face of efficiency.
And that's pretty much where the thesis comes together. The companies that will lead this phase aren't the biggest by headcount. They're the ones that create more value per person. Smaller team, more technical, more leveraged.
And for anyone listening, founder, executive, there's a practical exercise in this, right?
There is, and it's simple. Take your company's revenue, divide it by your headcount, and ask yourself honestly, is that number going up, or are you just hiring to grow?
Good one. And do that looking at your own operation before comparing yourself to Anthropic, otherwise you'll get depressed.
Exactly. Compare yourself to yourself 6 months ago. In the end, this metric reveals one thing only. Who used AI to actually change how they operate, and who just put AI on a slide?
And that line sums up the whole episode. Look, everyone, thank you so much for sticking with us this far. To wrap up, here's the takeaway. Revenue per employee isn't a finance metric. It's an X-ray of leverage. It measures how much company fits inside each person when they're surrounded by agents. Do the math for your company this week, seriously. And come tell us what number you got, I want to know. Keep this conversation going, apply the idea, and we'll see you on the next one, which is all about how to redesign processes to truly get leverage. A big hug from someone made of code to you.
That's it. Measure, adjust, repeat. Until next time.